Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast to coast.
Well, Carver High, we were both on the Steelers yesterday, and I got them at a pick 'em, and I thought Pickett played pretty well, all things being equal. And, you know, bottom line is they're a different team with T.J. Watt on the field. That's just all there is to it. And they just play better, and I think the Saints stink. I think Andy Dalton stinks, and that was just a bet I had my eyes on with you all week, and it cashed for us.
Yeah, that was a good one. We said Tuesday morning when we were talking about that Saint loss on Monday night that it was absolutely ridiculous that the Saints were favored early in the week. It was two, whatever it was, over the Steelers. Steelers came to play, like you said, much different with Watt out there. You see him all over the field. We rang the bell with Pickens too, Scotty. About Pickens getting in at plus two Bills for us from the lion's share on Friday. So did CeeDee Lamb. So did Dalvin Cook. Three out of the four touchdowns from the lion's share on Friday, so it was a very good day there. Here is Mike Tomlin, Scotty, like us, proud of his team yesterday
so
at the place
proud.
The Steelers play.
Very proud.
Appreciative of the win, appreciative of the efforts. A lot of fun in the locker room, man. It's just good to get the job done. We don't take it for granted. We appreciate it. But we also understand it's not anything mystical. It's good work. It's minimizing negativity. Staying on schedule on offense and possessing the ball, running the ball, winning possession downs on defense. You know, we left some points out there in the kicking game today. We'll get back to work with Matt Wright and company. Operationally, it could have been better in some of those things. But we're always going to fall short of perfection. It's good to win, though, in the process.
I would have cut Wright today with his two shanks. I mean, he's awful. You knew it was going to become a problem when Boswell went on IR, and it is a problem. I will say this, though. Najee Harris had his best game of the year, and I actually thought Warren played better than Najee Harris. So if they're going to go with a 1-2 punch, so be it. I mean, it seemed to work with Zeke and Pollard. Warren played better, I think, than Najee, no matter what the number said. I thought Warren had gigantic carries and big first down carries for the Steelers. And they finally put one together and got the W. It is what it is.
Yeah, first time this year you could say the two things that the Steelers really like to be built on. They ran the football. They rushed the passer on defense. The two things that they have not been able to do all year, suddenly they come together and they get the win. The Colts beat the Raiders 25-20. Lot to unpack here. Jeff Saturday walks off the street from being a broadcaster, gets the Colt job last week, and ends up beating them in Vegas. Starts Matt Ryan. It was almost like he showed up. He didn't know that Ryan was healthy, and he said, oh, Matt's good? All right, why don't we play him instead? Here's Saturday, very emotional after the win.
Talked to my son and my wife, and then had a lot of text of just encouragement, prayer, you know, thoughts, all those things. And
I was
so grateful for that. All the boys sending, you know, text chains and, you know, go get it. And Edge sent me a text, and he's I'm here. And it was just, you know, it was magical in all honesty. In truth,
even he can't believe he won.
Very at peace. I felt like we had a really good plan in place. I felt like all the men who I had talked about empowering and giving them ability to do what they can do exceptionally well, they all stepped up. And so I knew what my role was, and I was going to execute my role to the best of my ability, and I was going to allow all of those men to do the same. And they stepped up, man, and it's an incredible day. And, again, it's one win, but, heck, man, they're hard to get in this NFL. So just really proud of each and every one of them and their effort.
So I saw it a little differently than Lombardi there. I think that they won the game because Matt Ryan played, because that moron decision to play Sam Ehlinger – the rest of the season was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I stand by any criticisms of the Irsay hire of Saturday. I even said to you last week, he'll win 7 of the 8 games. He'll get the job, and then the real fun will start when he never wins again after that. Because you know he's going to win a bunch of these games, and it's not because of him. It's because of the team. They can actually win some games. I think with Ryan, they were actually winning games. Remember, they won the game against Denver in prime time, ugly and overtime, whatever. Win ugly or pretty, it doesn't matter. They should have never benched Ryan. Why'd you go get him? You went and got him so you could bench him for Sam Ehlinger? Sam Ehlinger is a high school quarterback. He sucks. Welcome our radio affiliates, Sirius Sports Map, Sports Byline.
I do wish I would have had that information a little earlier in the day, Scotty, right? That Ryan was going to be the quarterback. I mean, it might have changed things a little bit from how we were looking at this game and thinking about betting it, etc. There was other emotion on the other side. I probably have to wait until we come back for this one, Scotty, because we got to watch Derek Carr breaking down at the podium.
But how about
the Raiders lost? Josh McDaniel getting mocked. I would have fired him today. Let's be honest.
But what about this guy, Mark Davis, saying that Josh is doing a fantastic job?
Fantastic.
And he's got to be drunk. He's got to be drunk because everyone in Las Vegas hates Josh McDaniel's guts. He has, in my opinion, no chance there now. He's hated. I mean, he is hated more than anyone ever. No one is hated more than that guy in Las Vegas. Name one person. No one.
I cannot believe that they lost that game yesterday. What? We'll hear from Carr when
I can. They suck.
Up the rest of the
game. They're horrible.
Next on Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, I got to see this. You're telling me that Derek Carr starts breaking down here at the press conference and crying?
Very, very emotional after the Raider loss to the Colts on Sunday. Here is the quarterback, Derek Carr.
What is happening?
No, I love Josh. I love the car. I love our coaches. They've had nothing but success, you know. Way more success than I've ever had, you know.
Not this year.
And, you know, I'm sorry.
Oh God! I love you,
Derek.
You know,
sorry. Continue.
Just
finish that.
Give me a second.
Sorry for being emotional.
Please, I'm emotional.
I'm just pissed off.
It's my mental health.
About some of the things, you know, that a lot of us try and do just to practice. What we put our bodies through just to sleep at night.
You make a lot of money, though. You got a lot of money.
This is like straight out of Varsity Blues.
And for that to be the result.
What is happening here?
Of all that effort. Pisses me off.
I love you. That's my quarterback.
Pisses a lot of guys off. It's hard.
I don't know what we're going to do.
I don't know what we're going to do either. I don't know.
What just happened there? I mean, you have got to be kidding me. That just made my day. I mean, you got to put that one in the hopper. Get that one in there. I gave you one last week, too. You got to keep forever. It was Mike Leach choking on that hoagie. And then you got to get that one in there now permanently with the crier, the town crier. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I love Josh. I love our coaches so much. We haven't won in a month.
Oh, man. We haven't won all year. 2-7.
You don't know what we have to go through to go to bed. Yeah, you're going to bed all right. Losing every game.
Yeah, that big bag of 50s under his pillow. It's very hard to go. I got that
brutal
big bag of 50s that I sleep on every night. It's very tough. In Vegas, too, no less. I got out of that dump in Oakland. I'm living in Las Vegas now. Instead, things are
so tough. You noticed how it's never all of them? Like, you know, so there was really not that many. But there's only usually one good team in Vegas, right? So now it's the Knights, and it ain't the Raiders. And before it was the Raiders and it wasn't the Knights. And then at the beginning, it was the Knights, and they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. Now the Golden Knights are you know, maybe playing the best hockey in the NHL, but the football team sucks.
Certainly are. Let's finish up these last couple games. The Cardinals beat the Rams in the backup bowl 27-17. Colt McCoy and John Wofford got the starts here, Scotty. James Conner actually played. I know he doesn't do it very often, but he had
James Conner into the end zone for the second time.
I always know it's a crappy game I'm watching when I start seeing double and I pass out, okay? And that's exactly what happened during this game. I'm sitting there watching this game going, I'm sitting with my son, I'm like, God, these quarterbacks just absolutely suck. And then like 3 minutes later, I was out cold. I didn't watch it. I'm not watching crappy quarterbacks, backup, hack football. First of all, Arizona and the Super Bowl jumps are both terrible. They're both going nowhere. And then they feature that game in the late afternoon. Give me a break. Honestly, can somebody do a better job of when they schedule these games? Can you put the good games on at 1 and then at least 2 good games on at 4 instead of all the games in the afternoon are terrible? I mean, they're terrible.
It was tough. Cooper Kupp left the game with an ankle injury. Second time he's done that in like the last month. But once again, he gave the whole, I think we really avoided the worst of it. Well, you keep getting hurt, so I don't know how you're avoiding the worst of it every single week.
Their season's over.
Hurt, bro.
Their season's
I would
over.
Shut it all down. Shut it down. Stafford, Kupp, all these guys are hurt. You won last year. Just let the ship sail this year. And here's the worst part for them. I was, because we got this draft order thing coming up. They don't even have their first-round pick. The Lions get their first-round pick this year because of the Stafford deal. And this pick's going to be in the top 10 because the Rams aren't going to win that many more games.
Right.
So that's going to be a nice gift for the Lions come draft time. They're going to have
the Lions are getting better. You can't deny it.
They're getting better. And they're going to have 2 pretty high picks in the draft this year because of that Stafford deal. Finally, the 49ers beat the Chargers last night. 22-16. If you were able to stay awake, Scotty, you would have saw Christian McCaffrey give the Niners the lead for good on NBC.
They didn't sub, so they don't have to wait. McCaffrey to the goal line. In for the touchdown. The flag down is going to be offside on the Chargers. McCaffrey's score gives the Niners the lead.
You know, I got to tell you, and people are probably going to say I'm negative creep, but once again, Josh Herbert gets the ball with a minute left, which, you know, in Tom Brady's world, 40 seconds, all he needs. In Patrick Mahomes' world, he needs 13 seconds. Josh Allen needs about 30 seconds. But you give Justin Herbert a minute, and look what he got you. He threw a pick.
Twice.
I'm telling you, I'm sick of hearing about how great he is. And they're 5-4, and they never make the playoffs, and they don't matter. And he is not great. I'm sick of hearing it. And then during the games, they talk about how great his passes are. Oh, it's a perfect pass. He's such a perfect thrower. His look at the precision. I mean, they don't matter. Get over it.
They ran the excuse carpet out for him last night. Well, he's missing Keenan Allen and Mike Williams.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. If you want to put him with those other guys, you can't use that excuse because
ever.
The Mahomeses and the Allens and the Bradys and the, you know, they don't care who's catching the football.
Right.
They make other guys better. They find open guys. They get it done. He got the ball twice.
In
the last minute and a half last night, they were down 3 the first time. He couldn't go anywhere. He gave him back the ball at the 5. The defense held him. Then they made it a 6-point game. He got the ball again and then threw the pick when the guy was wide open going down the sideline.
Case closed.
He is not on the level of these other guys, and everybody
not
puts him there.
Not even close. Not even close.
And it's not right, and he needs to start winning some big-time games. And then they'll put him on primetime again this week. Mahomes and Herbert, Sunday night. But they'll make the excuses for him again. He's not going to have this guy. Not going to.
Well,
have
you know what's going to happen there Sunday night. Is that game at Arrowhead? I think it is.
That game is at SoFi Sunday.
I don't care. SoFi. Mahomes will still beat him.
Yes, I agree. Finally, PJ Walker has a high ankle sprain from that Thursday night win for the Panthers. That means, Scotty, you get Baker Mayfield back in the saddle against the Ravens this week as the Panthers quarterback. So
they need to draft a quarterback worse than they need people to buy tickets to their games.
Well, right now they have the third pick. If the season ended today, Texans, Raiders, Panthers, then the Eagles. Why do you say the Eagles? The Eagles have the Saints' first-round pick, which right now would be fourth. And then the Jaguars are at five. Man, that looks bad for the Saints, too. They suck like the Rams, and they don't have what's going to be a top five or a top ten pick this year. Eagles going to get a lot healthier.
Well, if you're Carolina, I've asked you this question before. I'm going to ask it again. Different day, different audience. Do you select Sam Hartman from Wake Forest, since you've sat there and watched him play in North Carolina? He's a pro-ready quarterback now. He throws great dimes. He's smart. Do you take him? Will Levis is the most overrated quarterback I've ever seen in my life.
I don't want to hear about
suck.
Him anymore.
They suck. He sucks. I am so anti-Will Levis as the number one quarterback off the board. I'm going to vomit. He's awful. I mean, Vanderbilt beat him in Lexington on his face. I mean, at least May threw for 500 yards almost to beat Wake Forest in Winston-Salem. I like that kid May, too, but he's coming back next year to the Heels.
I think Young's going to be the first guy. The second guy is up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
All right, Pharrell back on Coast to Coast. I got to tell you, so I ran into my buddy, and he was getting a drink at the bar, and I was in this restaurant, and I saw him, and he's got this gigantic knee brace on. I play ball with him a lot. He blew his knee out. He's having surgery. So I saw him, and he was just suffering. He had this giant knee brace on, and I said, how's your knee? And he said, I'm having surgery in a couple of weeks. I said, you know, you can get $1,000 risk-free play if you just sign up for BetMGM and use the bonus code Coast to Coast. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, like $1,000 risk-free bet if you use the code Coast to Coast. And he's like, but my knee. I was like, yeah, listen, dude, you're finished playing basketball. But good luck there with the betting, at least. You know, you got a shot with that. I mean, sign up for BetMGM, you're good to go. And then I walked away, and he was just standing there with his jaw dropped open. And I don't think he thought that I cared at all, which I didn't.
No, you did not. Let's get things going on the Lion's Share, Scotty, brought to you by BetMGM. The props for tonight, the Eagles and the Washington football team, now known as the Commanders. Let's start, of course, with our Sharp Football one-game parlay selection for tonight, Scotty. Two out of four yesterday. Of course, we go with Tyreek Hill the week that Tyreek Hill doesn't show up. So thanks a lot, McDaniel, not throwing the ball to Tyreek. But
idiot.
We will get back after it tonight, Scotty. As we know, opt in and place a football one-game parlay wager with four legs or more. If you miss one leg, you will receive $25 back in free bets. Sharp Football.
Wow.
One game parlay insurance. Let's do it tonight. I've got the four for you in our one game parlay. I'm taking the points with Washington as the first pick. Now, this morning it was 10.5. It's 11 now. Either way, take the points with the Commanders. We're going with a Terry McLaurin anytime touchdown, Miles Sanders over 75 rushing yards, and Jalen Hurts to throw just one touchdown pass tonight. And we're looking at 18-1 for this bad boy tonight, Scotty. 18-1. Eagles can still win the game. Washington cover. Get me that scary Terry touchdown. Sanders a little yardage, and Hurts with the touch. And we got the safety net. We'll get three out of, if we get three out of four, we got that Sharp Football insurance. So that's where we're rocking tonight, 18-1.
Put down a Ben Franklin at 18-1 with those heavy sticks. Wow.
Let's go. I want one of these very soon. Let's go. I want this one tonight. Let's make it happen. Let's look at the other props for tonight's game. We will start with Hurts and the passing number. 242.5 is where Jalen Hurts is sitting now. Now up to, listen to this, 246.5, Scotty. We're moving up, up, up. It's minus 120 to the over at this point.
I'm going to go under because the low total, the big fat number they're laying, 10.5. I got it at 11. I like the 11. I like the under, and I don't think he's going to throw for that many yards if it's going to be a war. I hope it's a war. I hope the condoms show up and give them fits. I'm sick and tired of hearing about the Eagles running the tables, having a perfect season. They're going to blow everyone out. Adam, you know, they're going to score 24 in the second quarter. I hope none of the above, D, SAT class. Boom, none of the above. Just keep circling D, and I'm out of here in 2.5 hours.
We need them to lose a game here at some point. I get sick with it. They're going to go
tonight?
Undefeated. They're gonna that tonight would be a very nice night for it if we can make that happen.
Oh,
ice cold Taylor Heinicke Light, 215.5 for him tonight. Been throwing the ball pretty good the last couple of weeks, minus 110 to the over, minus 120 to the under. Are we looking to smash mouth on both sides here tonight, Scotty? Going under for both quarterbacks?
Yeah, I'm not feeling a big game from this guy against the Eagles defense. They're too tough. I mean, I don't deny Philadelphia is the better football team, so it's going to take a lot of work. I thought that Chase Young would play in this game. I thought after last week that he was going to play in this game, and I'm stunned that he's not ready yet. Like, frankly, at this point, what's the point of playing him at all this year? I mean, if his knee's not ready, then sit him down and shut it down and play next year, because waiting till week 13, 14, 15, what is the point? Like, I didn't even really see, frankly, the point in bringing Watt back. The season is over for the Steelers, and that guy with a slight pec tear that healed on its own, I don't believe that for a minute. One more wild jerk of that arm, and that pec's going to re-tear, and he'll have off-season pec surgery. Mark my words. I don't see the point. If Young's still not ready, why play him? I need the Commanders to make this a good game. I just want it to be a good game. I don't want to watch another, knob job on the Philadelphia Eagles tonight on national television. I'm not going to put up with it. I just won't even watch because I got massive action going in the NBA and in college basketball. I mean, I am laying lumber tonight in college basketball. I might be in hiding by the end of the night.
One more for Hurts I've got for you. Of course, we need one touchdown pass for our one-game parlay. How about over 1.5? How about we get two for now minus 150? It's out plus 105, actually. Plus 105 for over 1.5 touchdown passes for Hurts tonight to get a deuce.
Yeah, I'm gonna hope for not. I'm gonna hope no. I'm gonna hope there's one, and that this is a war of attrition on the ground, and it's more about pounding it in with the rock on the ground than it is in the air.
All right, so let's pound the rock. Why don't we start with Miles Sanders then? We're looking for 75 from him in our parlay. How about 66.5, down a couple of sticks from earlier this morning. 66.5 from Miles Sanders, minus 115 both ways.
Why is it so high on the parlay?
Because I wanted to pick 75 so that we can make that thing 18-1. That's why.
Right,
I'm looking for more. I'm being a glutton, Scotty. Let's go.
I'll take the over here with the rushing. I think this game will be decided on the ground.
Jalen Hurts, 40.5. He's gotten this pretty consistently. He's missed it 1 or 2 weeks, but the 40.5 has been pretty consistent for Hurts to the over.
No, I'm going to stay under, and the Washington Commanders aren't going to let it happen. They have to key on this guy tonight to not let him kill him in the air. They cannot let him kill him out of the pocket either. They've got to close it off and keep him contained. Otherwise, they're going to lose big.
And finally, for the rushing, Brian Robinson Jr. on the Washington side. This has been a roller coaster for this number all day. Went from 36.5 to 33.5. Now back up to 35.5, minus 120 to the over.
I think he'll go over. I think the kid will finally have a good game. To me, 35 yards is nothing. So I mean, honestly, yeah. I really like that one.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Receiving AJ Brown is now 73.5. It's gone from 70.5, 71.5, now 73.5 for AJ Brown tonight.
Well, if anyone's going to do it, it's him. So I'll say yes. Over.
I believe you said earlier in the birthday roll call that it is Devonta Smith's birthday tonight for Monday Night Football in Philadelphia. 55.5 this is up to for him. Up 2 yards from earlier in the day, minus 115 both ways.
I mean, it just gets worse by the hour. These lines and these odds are just so awful. It's like flipping pancakes. I'll go over on his birthday. They got to target him at least 7 or 8 times on his birthday.
You know, on the Washington side, I love McLaurin. I just feel like Heinicke always looks for him. It's 51.5 for him tonight.
It shouldn't be a problem, right? Like, that should just not be a problem.
And this next one, I just feel like we're catching this number a little low. Jahan Dotson, the rookie, is coming back. Hasn't played in, I think, 5 or 6 weeks, Scotty. You remember that hot start he got out to the first 2 or 3 games. A lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns. He returns tonight, 23.5. A low number for him. I think he can get this with one catch.
Well, I mean, honestly, 23.5 yards, I think he can get that easily. I mean, he is a great player. And he's fast as all hell. There's very few people that I've seen that can guard him. Man-to-man, he's going to roast anybody. And, you know, if I'm ice-cold Heinicke, I'm throwing deep to McLaurin and Dotson every chance I get over 20 yards. I like the over.
Yeah, this is the first time Heinicke's getting a chance to throw to him also since he's been out of the lineup. All right, anytime, touchdown time, let's do it. Eagles side, A.J. Brown minus 105. It's minus money, but he scores every week. Hard to not go with it, Scotty.
You know, I think that the Commanders are going to keep the ball out of his hands. I think Goddard's the guy that I worry about. He always catches it.
Well,
is he not playing or something?
No, he is. We got him next on the line share, plus $1.50 to get in the end zone. Dallas Goddard's our next guy.
I like
him.
Look at
that. There
you go.
Like that. Let's get Goddard in. And then on the Washington side, same two guys I brought up just now. McLaurin, plus 250. And then Dotson, plus 300. So big numbers for the two Washington receivers. I like the yardage ones more, but I like these big numbers always with the anytime.
I like McLaurin better. And, you know, I think they're going to score one, and then I'm looking at 3 field goals. You know, that's pretty much what I'm looking at here. If they get 2 or 3 field goals and a touchdown, I can live with that.
And we'll discuss it more later. Eagles right now to this second, minus 11, 43.5 is the total a couple hours before kickoff here.
I'm taking the piece because I hate the Eagles.
Let's go. Let's go. Give us a game tonight. The football team, Scotty, getting 11
Let's
on
go.
The
plate.
Let's go.
Woo!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, for all back on Coast to Coast, our buddy Famous Seamus McGee is back from BetMGM, and we're here to talk about what's going on in the hizzy. So, Seamus, good to see you again, buddy. Is anybody giving the Commanders a chance tonight? Is any money flowing on Washington at all, or are people laying that big piece with Philly?
A lot of people are giving the Commanders a lot of respect tonight. I'd say the majority of our handle on the 11 number is coming in on the Commanders. So we're still seeing some. It's a good split, good two-way traffic coming in on the spread. Eagles, when it comes to action on them, it's a lot of parlays coming in on their money line. So with a lot of favorites coming in yesterday, for the most part, in the early slate, we'll be able to see if anyone still has got any parlay tickets waiting to cash tonight.
So, like, at the end of the day, didn't it go pretty much 6-6? I could be wrong. Wasn't it, like, 6 favorites, 6 dogs?
It was wild. Jason and I were talking about after the ones ended, and it was about as bad a 1 o'clock slate as we've ever had. I mean, I think we only got two dogs to come alive for us with the Vikings and the Lions, but then the 4 o'clock and then the Sunday night game really helped us out in the end, really pulled us back.
I mean, honestly, that Lion game had to rip a lot of tickets up. And, you know, I would think that Dallas game, which, you know, I've already gone off on a tangent today about it. I thought that the refs were terrible in that game. And I don't think they lost because of the refs. But I'll tell you what, the third down overtime throw, I thought Lamb got mauled before the ball ever even got close to his hands. I mean, he was on the ground tackled before it hit their hands. So I thought that was terrible. But how much did that Dallas ticket cost you?
I mean, that was a big swing for us. I mean, the number got – it was a big reverse line move on the game. It was sharp money on the Packers all week long, and people kept seeing the short number on Dallas coming in. You know, I think the Packers have a pretty low opinion with the public, at least last week they did. So we actually came away pretty good with that game.
So is Jalen Hurts or overs the most popular prop bets tonight with Hurts?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of him passing yards, passing TDs. There'll be a bunch of one-game parlays with Jalen Hurts in them. And then, of course, you know, first touchdown score, it's A.J. Brown, it's Miles Sanders, and then a lot coming in on Brian Robinson tonight as well. So that's what we have our eyes on right now.
The line had dropped all week with us thinking that Josh Allen wasn't going to play before swinging back big towards the Bills on Sunday morning, when everyone thought he would play. Which side had more action when the game finally kicked off?
Just a big fake out on that Sunday. I mean, it was, yeah, dropped all the way down to a flat three in a lot of places. And then, you know, Schefter comes out, says Allen's on the sideline. He's going to suit up. He's going to play. Line shoots back up to six. Then, like, 2 hours before kickoff, it dipped down to, like, a flat four at a few places before closing at 6.5, 7. So it was a very strange game to trade Sunday morning. But towards the end of the game, pretty much, I was telling a lot of people were asking me, we just needed anything else besides Bills within 3 to 7 points. That was the middle ground where we were going to get hit from both sides with the sharp money during the week, the sharp money on the weekend coming in. So that was a huge result for us with the Vikings outright. And if the Bills crushed, I think we would have come out all right there too.
My buddy, I was with him today at the sportsbook. He won like $75,000 on the Vikings. I mean, he was just cleaning up on the Vikings. He was on them all week. He just thought that they were going to win the game outright, and they did. And I saw his tickets today. I was with him. He was clear of 75 large. I almost fell over. I almost jumped out of the car, actually, and, you know, right under the freeway. I wish I had that kind of money in my hands today. You took a lot of action on the Titans, Vikings, Lions, and Steelers. Did that make it a losing NFL week for you?
We actually ended up doing all right in the end, breaking even, getting into the black. Again, that for as bad as the ones were, the fours in the Sunday night game were great. I mean, just really good stuff. And we had a really good NBA day as well to help us out. But in terms of NFL, we ended up, yeah, doing all right just because of, like, I mean, the Colts-Raiders game was a phenomenal result for us. And I think you also had a lot of people rolling over some 1 o'clock winnings into the fours too.
What did that Thunder game and that over do to you against the Knicks? That was crazy. It was like an over by halftime.
Really wish I didn't have to talk about my Knicks today, but yeah, it was funny. It wasn't that bad. It was a weird one when it comes to handle Knicks Thunder at noon on an NFL Sunday. It wasn't the highest handle that we had. We actually had a flurry of first half under money coming in, and I had my feet up watching that game when it was, you know, 73 to 76 at halftime. So that was, yeah, that was just a strange game. You rarely give up 135 points and lose by double digits.
How about tonight? They're playing again, the Thunder in Boston, getting a 12-piece. What's your thought on them after running all day at $1.45 in the Garden and then having to go to the Garden in Boston and play that team. What do you think they'll do tonight with that number? That's just you and me.
Well, he took some sharp money on Boston early this morning, so that tells you what at least the market says of this Thunder team. I mean, 140. I hope they save some points for tonight. It's going to be tough for them to replicate a performance like that against a really good Boston team.
So seems like you had action on both sides of the TCU-Texas game. How did it turn out for you? Because I was all over TCU, and I had them at 7.5. I had Washington at 12, and I had Ole Miss at 11, and I hit all three of them.
What a weekend. Good calls. But, yeah, that was the second highest handle game we actually had behind the Tennessee-Mizzou game. I mean, every Tennessee game now, it's runaway. Who's going to bet more than that game? But the really great action on the spread with TCU in Texas. We were a small loser in the end just because there were a fair amount of money line bets that we took throughout the week. So, almost break even, small loser on the game, but really great handle. It was a really good game.
What was the reaction to UConn beating Liberty? Was there any money on that from the Northeast?
Not a ton, nothing noticeable, but what a story. I mean, bowl eligible UConn. I saw the score in the first quarter. I saw UConn up big. I didn't know what was going on, but I think live we certainly made a lot of money in the in-game betting with a lot of people coming on the Liberty.
So what about, like, overall, the public favorites seem to be a mixed bag of wins and losses Saturday. How did the book do in general with college football? Like, I mean, Arizona, UCLA, that ruined their season. They're finished. They don't matter now.
Yeah. That was big. UCLA, UCLA outright big. Oregon done. That was big. It sucks because, like, the three biggest handle games we came out losers on with Tennessee, LSU, and Arkansas, and TCU, Texas. But the Bama game was all right. That helped us big time. But we must have won on every single other game because we ended up having, like, a pretty decent Saturday with college when it comes to the pre-live betting markets. So, all in all, not the worst. But, we could have had a few other results go our way.
What about North Carolina? Did they get any love in that game in Winston-Salem that they stole from Wake? And they're going to play Clemson in the ACC championship now.
We had a lot of Wake guys betting with us. Pros and Joes on Wake with us. And, I mean, they smashed the total. That total got bet up from, like, 75 almost to 79.5.
Right.
Some books I saw hung at 80. But, it was the right call in the end. I mean, they soared. But, yeah, a lot of Wake Forest action, actually, this week.
Is there still heavy action on the quarterbacks for the Heisman, or is Blake Corum getting any money?
We're even seeing some core money coming mainly from our customers in Michigan. But, you look at the odds right now, guys like Drake May are starting to shoot up there. It's crazy. It is pretty much the quarterbacks. It's almost a two-horse race at this point with Stroud and Hooker. But, Drake May had a huge Saturday that really saw his odds go up there. Statistically, he's hanging with the best of them, too. So, almost deservedly so, you could say.
What do you think it's going to be like this week with Michigan and Illinois? After Illinois dropped two games, will everyone lay? I saw 17 was the first number I saw. Do you think there's going to be a lot of action on Michigan laying that kind of wood against Illinois? Illinois had this great defense, great running game, but it's vanished the last 2 weeks. They were embarrassed Saturday.
It's going to be a weird one. We usually tend to take a ton of Michigan money. They're like our Tennessee customers where they just pile on the hometown team and we work ourselves into a position where we need whoever's playing Michigan that day. But it's going to be weird to see what the rest of the country's thinking about this because Illinois, a bad loss last week to Purdue, but they're still in the mix for the Big Ten championship game. So they're going to come out. They're going to play hard. Michigan, is it a trap game with Ohio State on deck? We'll see what everyone says about it, but this Michigan team seems to steamroll most teams they've been playing this year. So we'll see what our customers think about that game.
What do you think of two games in the Pac-12, that USC-UCLA game? Can UCLA recover from seeing their season go down the toilet with the Arizona loss to handle The number, USC's laying 2.5 at the Rose Bowl, and then Oregon hosting Utah. Oregon loses to Washington. Utah is 8-2 now. Oregon's laying 3 to the Utes, who come in winning. The Ducks come in losing a big game to their rival, the Huskies.
Well, I'd feel pretty confident if I was a UCLA fan. I mean, the Pac-12's not allowed to have anyone in the playoffs. So if anything, that means USC's definitely going to lose this week. But then Utah is Utah one's a weird one. Utah, obviously, their playoff chances are minuscule, if anything, being a two-loss Pac-12 team. But this was supposed to be like the big weekend for the conference, but now it's just feels a little smaller. Like USC has to win to give the conference any hope. But we took some sharp money on UCLA, actually, from the opening. We're sitting around 2.5 right now. We had a 3 hung up there, but sharp money – we took enough to move us to a 2.5 off the 3.
So what's the deal with college basketball? Like tonight, Illinois laying 24.5 against Monmouth, Baylor laying 28, all these heavies laying these huge numbers, Creighton laying 30 tonight. Is that costing you? Because they're covering.
Yeah, last week, opening week for college basketball, wasn't a great week for us. I mean, we couldn't buy a dog to get through there for us. And even when Michigan State only loses by 1 to Gonzaga, somehow, some way, we were still a small loser on that game. So it's been a pretty unlucky start to the season for the books here. But, you know, there's a couple real few high-profile games this week that I think the public's really going to get into with, you know, the Champions Classic this week. And Gonzaga has a big game against – I think they're playing Texas this week. So that should be good. But, yeah, these big favorites, we need some help from the dogs here for sure.
Yeah, great game tonight, Charleston and Richmond. I think that's going to be a good basketball game. Seamus, always good to see you, brother. Great job. Say hi to Jason Scott and everybody at BetMGM. Keep kicking ass and taking names. Thanks, brother. Good having you on C2C again, my brother.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, Seamus McGee from BetMGM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for Today in Carver High History.
Certainly is. How about 1946 today? Red Sox Ted Williams wins his first AL MVP in 57. Hank Aaron is named the NL MVP. He beat out Stan Musial. 64, Gordie Howe becomes the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer at that time, 627 goals. 66, Muhammad Ali knocks out Cleveland Williams, third round of their heavyweight title fight in Houston. 73, Reggie Jackson wins the AL MVP. Orioles pitcher Jim Palmer wins the Cy Young. 79, Don Baylor won the MVP. 85, Brewers release 39-year-old Raleigh Fingers. What a shame. 2006, Peja Stojakovic, Scotty, first player in NBA history to start off a game scoring his team's first 20 points on his way to 42. Here we go.
Might be, as you said, Gil, might be a little bit worse than we thought.
Peja Stojakovic is on fire, forcing up a long three, banking it in from 30 feet. Late in the shot clock, he has all 20 Hornet points.
That's crazy.
That is wild. 2012, R.A. Dickey, the first knuckleball pitcher to win the Cy Young. He wins the NL. David Price won the AL. 2015, Navy quarterback Keenan Reynolds, remember him? Breaks the NCAA record for career rushing touchdowns. His 81st, it came against SMU. 2018, Jacob DeGrom wins the Cy Young with the fewest wins ever. He only won 10 games that year, but had a sparkling 1.70. And in 2019, Scotty, the Steelers brawl where Miles Garrett ripped off Mason Rudolph's helmet and swung it at him. Garrett sat it out for the rest of the year.
R.A. Dickey, one of the best interviews I've ever done. I had him on the Howard 101 on the Stern channels on Sirius talking about the sexual abuse he got when he was a kid. I mean, it was one of the greatest interviews I ever did with anyone. I mean, it was unbelievable. What a cool dude that guy is.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.